the Theater of the People's latest foray onto the stage at the John Waldron Arts Center's Rose Fire Bay is the Science Fiction Fair, with H.G. Wells' The Invisible Man and Carol Capek's Rossum's Universal Robots. When you're seeing or reviewing a production of the Theater of the People, it's impossible to avoid mixing in more concerns about the production process and the thematic concerns than you might with another theater group. The scripts for this theatrical twofer were developed in very different ways, and as you might expect, have quite different results. The script for Invisible Man was developed with reference to the original book, but through improvisations directed by Pat Anderson with Susie Zimmerman. The basic plot is outlined, and there are plenty of short, focused scenes, many with humor drawn from local references. The 13-member cast ranges from experienced and inexperienced adults down through college, high school, and the elementary grades. There are more than a couple of family connections in the cast. The script for Rossum's Universal Robots is an adaptation by director and Theater of the People co-founder David Noskow. Noskow began by cutting the script down past a third of its original length, and then had co-founder Hannah Moss choreograph a couple of sequences to fill in, explain, and dramatize the action. The dance sequence, as Mary Mullooly, playing an investigative reporter, becomes involved with all the hierarchy of the company, was nicely worked out, a piece that served the drama well. I enjoyed a later piece on the robot's dominance for its dance coherence, but was a bit puzzled as the executed humans had to get up and partner the steps. In this piece, the original script's outline was strong, and the scenes and speeches longer as well. As I said, the script development for these two plays was quite different. They look and feel different, but they're united by Theater of the People's concerns with process, with the theater people, and the people in the audience. At the conclusion of The Invisible Man, the entire cast became invisible as they reflected on how it feels and what it means. And at the end of Rossum's Universal Robots, man and the basic robots they fought have come to an end. Things begin anew with just two characters, the emphasis on promise and new possibilities. The Theater of the People's Science Fiction Fair has final performances Thursday and Friday at 8 and Saturday at 2 and 8 in the Rose Fire Bay. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.